Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast. But first, we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Lincoln High. Welcome back to ESPN Radio Friday Night Basketball. Game two of our Bearcat doubleheader as the boys take on Lincoln High. Both teams went 1-1 in the opening weekend of action. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. In the girls' game today, Kearney jumped out very quickly to a 20-4 first quarter lead, then had some struggles in the second quarter. We'll talk with Coach Jason Boyd about that at halftime. And they only outscored Lincoln High 9-8, still a comfortable 29-12 lead at halftime. And then they turned it on in the second half and outscored Lincoln High 34-6 and won it 63-18. Skylar Snyder with 17 second-half points, ended up with 21 for the ball game, 13 for Lauren Spiker, 9 for Brianna Miller. And Kearney girls now 1-2. Of course, they lost two very close games to top 10 teams in the opening weekend. For the Kearney High boys, they came down to Lincoln and beat Southeast at the buzzer in overtime last week. And they'll be back here to take on Northeast next week. So three straight trips into the city of Lincoln to take on non-conference competition in the month of December. And they are looking to go to 2-1 here tonight. As for Lincoln High, their only loss was to preseason number one Norfolk. So how good will Lincoln play at home tonight? The Bearcats will be tested here this evening. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we will start with Lincoln High. They will go with number 3, a 5'10" senior, Frank Cuddy. Number 10 is a 6'2" senior, Keyshawn Wilson. Number 22 is a 6'1" senior, Jaden Jilk Brown. Number 24, 6'4" senior, Jamie Davis. And then a returning All-Stater in number 32, 6'4" senior, Jason Towery. Coach Scott Steinbrook telling us before the game, this guy can get up and he can really attack the rack. And that is a guy we will have to keep our eyes on tonight for the Lynx, who are coached by Dan Noble, assisted by Nick Madsen, Will Smith, and Richard Jackson. Lincoln High sets at 1-1 on the season. They defeated Papillion La Vista South 58-56. And then, as we said, lost to number 1 Norfolk by a score of 69-44 in the Trailblazer tip-off. A lot of the Class A teams did that for Kearney High. They called theirs something a little bit different as they played in the Greater Nebraska Shootout. And here's a look at their starting lineup tonight. Number 23 is a 6'2 junior, Austin Mishu. Number 24, a 6'1 junior, Jake Waller. Number 33, 6'1 senior, Peyton Pocock. Number 34, 6'4 junior, Austin Murray. And number 55, 6'4 senior, Brian Arp. the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, Scott Steinbrook, assisted by Chris Pocock, Dave Zimmer, and P.J. O'Neill. Also 1-1 after falling to Millard West 52-33 and then beating Lincoln Southeast in overtime 55-52. And Millard West off to a nice start. They beat the number one the next time around, depending on which one you look at. Norfolk's 1-1 paper. Bellevue West is 1 in the other. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll have the opening tip between the Bearcats and the Lynx coming up next on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and of New Tech Seed here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us as Lincoln High will wear the white home uniforms with the black numerals and red trim, the traveling black uniforms for Kearney with the blue trim. It'll be Brian Arp jumping center against Jason Towery. Kearney from left to right, Lincoln High from right to left as you view it along your radio dial, and Lincoln High will get the opening tip and go right to work here against the Bearcats. Keyshawn Wilson up top against the man-to-man defense over on the left wing. Driving in will be Jill Brown. Kicks it back out and stepping in the passing lane. Jake Waller will take the basketball away, and the Lynx turn it over on their opening possession. Waller on the right wing kicks it up top as they work it around the perimeter here, also against a Lincoln High man-to-man defense. It is Mishu on the right side of the key. Everybody else on the left. Mishu's a couple of dribbles, not really a drive. Brings it back out top to Murray, who is guarded by Jason Towery. To Pocock. Dribbles to the free throw line and gives it off to Mishu again. Give and go back to Pocock. They've opened the lane for him. Doesn't want the shot. Dishes it off to Waller. Waller double-teamed, has to get rid of it. And almost an over-and-back violation, but a nice save there by Mishu. Got it to Arp. Then it's poked away, and Kearney does turn it over. Two-on-two. Up ahead, we have got a whistle and a travel called on Jamie Davis, who was excited to be out ahead of the pack and gives the ball right back. So Lincoln High will throw it in, and full court man-to-man pressure will be put on. Mishu is guarded by Keyshawn Wilson. Keyshawn and Towery are the top two players for Lincoln High. As they go for the steal, it's knocked away, and it's made by Jill Brown, Kearney's second turnover. Up the floor, Towery. Towery working here on Waller. Pulled up in the right-hand corner and has to get rid of it up top to Cuddy. And we've got a hand check foul called on the Bearcats. Foul will be on Mishu. Mishu with his first foul of the game on either team. So we've got up and down the floor, but each team with a couple of turnovers, and now Lincoln High makes it three as they try to go baseline and throw it through Towery's hands. So we've played a minute and 17 seconds. We have five turnovers and no points. And Kearney High hasn't even got a shot away yet. Mishu being guarded in the backcourt here. Finally gets around Wilson. Gives it off to Pocock on the right wing. Up top, Mishu drives right elbow, bounce pass Pocock, pull up three, right-hand corner. It is off the iron once, twice, and it will not fall. Rebound comes out to Frank Cuddy. Cuddy, the point guard, will push it up the floor. He kicks it off his knee, but it goes right to his teammate, Jill Brown, in the paint, elevates from seven and gets the first points of the game. Jaden Jill Brown with our first points, 2-0, Lincoln High. Bearcats with the ball between the circles. Takes it over the right-hand wing to Pocock. Couple of dribbles trying to post up. Arp can't get it to him. Player down on the ground. They'll give it off to Murray. He'll drive, and Austin will lay it up and score. Kearney's first points of the evening. 2-2. With 5:45 to go here in quarter number one. Off the high pick. Cuddy pulls up on the high post. Gets rid of it there to Davis. Davis gives it right over to Jill Brown. One-on-one, top of the key against Murray. Gets rid of it again. Here is Keyshawn Wilson to the baseline. 15-footer left side, no good. Art battling for the rebound, and he'll rip it out of there. Luckily for Lincoln High, they didn't have a jaw in the way of that elbow. Long outlet pass, open at the other end. Murray didn't attack the hoop. He decided to kick it out to Waller, and they'll reset. 2-2, 5:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Mishu, stutter dribble to the right wing. Skip pass over to Pocock, a high one that allows the defense to catch up. Back up top they'll go. With the dribble drive is Waller. Everything outside right now, and Arp hasn't even touched the ball yet. There they finally try to get it to him. Stepping in front and knocking it away off of Arp's foot is going to be Davis, and creating Kearney's third turnover. So you got Arp with some body, and then you've got a little bit more speed from Lincoln High's defense, and a great job there by Davis to knock it away. He's also at 6'4". Jill Brown, left elbow. Waller on him, backs up. Gives it to Davis. 16-footer is going to be no good. Rebound brought down by Murray. Austin emerging on the scene this year after not playing varsity for the most part last year, and in the starting lineup now for the Bearcats as they have three juniors and two seniors. Trying to lob it into Arp. Got behind the defender and just a grab. A foul that time. Jamie Davis didn't want him to take the shot, and so he commits the first foul of the night for the Lynx. So very defensive here early on. And checking in for Murray is going to be Zach Ryan, 6 foot junior. And Kearney will take it out underneath their own hoop. Pocock looking, goes to his outlet, almost picked off, but Ryan grabs it, swings it over to Mishu. Left elbow, draws the double team, bounce pass over to Pocock. Long three for Peyton is good. First three-pointer of the ball game makes it 5-2. In favor of the Bearcats. Down the middle of the floor is Wilson. Picked up there by Pocock. Gets a high pick. Dribbles into the double team. Backside wide open, but Jill Brown forces the issue. Throws it off the window and in. And both buckets for Lincoln High coming from Jill Brown, and it's 5-4 Bearcats. 4 minutes to go midway through this first quarter. Waller, he wants to take a three, and he got it. Probably the best three-point shooter on the team. Him and Pocock are very good, and Jake Waller knocks it down 8-4. Quickly up the floor, Cuddy. Backdoor cut, reverse layup. Wilson can't finish. Rebound brought down by Mishu. Well executed. They can go back to that later in the game. Front court here for Ryan. Crossover dribble to the high post. Picks his dribble up. Swings it over to Arp. Isolated one-on-one just outside the lane here. Decides he's going to put his shoulder down. Drive through the baseline. Kick it out to Pocock, and they'll reset. Up top to Ryan. Zach dribbling at the top of the circle. Gives it off to Pocock. Good defense in there on Arp. Give Towery credit right now. Or Davis, excuse me, credit right now. Back over to Pocock. He wants to dribble in. Comes with a scoop shot. Setting under the rim, and it goes for Peyton Pocock. He just cupped the basketball and threw it up and in. 10-4. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Lincoln High. Down 10-4. 6-point lead for the Bearcats. Good defense by Kearney High so far. As Wilson has it on the left side of the key. Jill Brown open again. 7-footer, no good. Fight for the loose ball. It'll be tipped out of bounds off of Davis. Kearney High basketball. Checking in for the Bearcats, Brady Johnson, a 6'2 senior. And we have got a timeout on the floor by Lincoln High. 2:42 to go in the first quarter of play. Kearney basketball and a 10-4 lead here on ESPN.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC, as Kearney High has withstood the first 2 minutes of fury and leads at 10-4 with 2:40 to go here. First quarter of play. against full court pressure. Mischu gives it off to Ryans, drives in. Zach hits the rim on the way up. It won't go. And the rebound brought down by Davis. Jimmy will push it into the front court, give it off, and the shot is on the way. Towery won't go, but draws the foul. First free throws of the game for either team. And the foul will be called on Mischu. Mischu with his second. And substitutions again going to be coming in here between free throws. But first, the senior Towery. Free throw is up, and it is good. Checking in for Kearney High will be Kyle Anderson, 6'4 senior. And a pair coming in for Lincoln High, Tim Brock and Jose Perez Blanco. Pair of seniors again. They have a ton of seniors. A couple sophomores, only one junior on the Lincoln High team. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Towery hits them both. Kearney's lead is at 4-10-6. And Zach Ryan handling the point right now, working on Blanco. And into the front court, he comes with a left-hand dribble. Kicks it out of the wing. Also in there for Kearney High is Trevor Liebarger, the hero of last week's game against Southeast. Ball gets thrown away. No transition bucket here, though. They'll set up the offense. Tim Brock brings it out way out on the left side of the key. Guarded there by Liebarger. Crossover dribble to the high post. Dishes it off there to Davis. Swings it back off to Wilson. Back to Davis. Left side of the key. They'll let him have the long range one if they want. Trying to lob it down low. Good catch and score for Jason Towery. So Arps on the bench getting a breather. And they lob it into their all-stater Towery for his first bucket. And it's 10-8. Full court pressure. Inbounds pass deflected away. Anderson, Pocock, Liebarger, along with Johnson and Ryan out there for Kearney High. So Coach Steinbrück already has used nine guys here in the first quarter. Up the floor comes Ryan. Rotated to Pocock. Peyton thought about the three, handed his face, starts to drive, goes to the left elbow, gives it off to Ryan, and he'll dish it off again. Back over to Pocock. Another three-pointer. That one's going to come up short. No good. Lying rebound comes out for a two-on-one. Up ahead, the layup is good for Tim Brock on the assist from Keyshawn Wilson, and we're tied 10-10. So out of the Lynx timeout, a 6-0 run. 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Zach Ryan between the circles. Dribbles to the right, throws back across his body to Anderson at the top of the key to Pocock. They're just moving it around the perimeter. Again, the post hasn't got much look here in this game, trying to wrap it around to Johnson. On the low block left side, works his way in, leans, and is going to draw the foul. Foul going to be called on Jamie Davis. That is his second. So Mischu for Kearney and Davis for Lincoln High both have two fouls, and they're the only fouls of the game. Brady Johnson now at the line to shoot two, and the first one is short, no good. Austin Murray back in for the Bearcats, and Donovan Bargan will check in for Lincoln High. 10-10, 53 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Chris Langen waiting to check in for the shooter Johnson if he makes it. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. So Johnson gets one of two. Kearney regains the lead, and Langen will check in. 11-10 Bearcats as they drop back in the half-court defense. See if they set up in a little bit of a zone look here, it looks like, an extended 2-3, and that's what they're going to do. With 45 seconds to go here in the quarter, Tim Brock handles the point. Lincoln High being very patient here against this zone, almost a four-corner look. Back to Brock. Kicks it down to the baseline. Exploding is Towery, then kicks it over to the right wing. Three-pointer Wilson is going to come up short. Long rebound is picked back up and scored by Perez Blanco. It happened to find its way right to him, and now fast break the other way. Murray cut off on the baseline by Bargan. Now needs some help. Lobs it up top to Zach Ryan at midcourt. Coach Scott Steinbrück wants to play for one shot, but they don't have to waste any time. And now a hand check foul way out at midcourt on Perez Blanco. So his first, and back into the ball game will be Waller. Gives him another three-point option as Kyle Anderson checks out. 12 seconds to go. Kearney ball at midcourt. They throw it in the backcourt to Zach Ryan to kind of spread it out. Brings it up with a crossover dribble, tries left side. Back up top, Pocock with seven. Peyton backdoor lob. Waller lets one man fly by to Murray. Long three at the horn, almost banked it in. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play. It is Lincoln High 12, Kearney High 11. The Lynx finish the quarter on an 8-1 run. You're listening to high school basketball on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back with you here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We go to the second quarter of play. It'll be Kearney Bearcat basketball trailing by a score of 12-11. Set up a high 1-4, get it on the right elbow. Murray tries to back his way in, goes off his knee, but right to Arp. He attacks the hoop and with some contact scores. Brian Arp with his first bucket of the ball game, 13-12 Cats. Up the floor with it quickly. Brock, nobody guards him, takes it to the hole, puts it up off the glass. That's all he got. And then Murray's in the air and a putback foul, Jason Towery. They both went up to grab the rebound, and Towery was able to grab it and score. He now has 6 points. That was his first rebound. Austin Murray with his first personal foul. Each team has 3. Or no, are they going to call it on Mishu? And Scott Steinbrook says, no, you got the wrong guy. And they will correct it. Yeah, they don't want that on Mishu. They'll come over to the scorers table here. In the first quarter, turnovers, Kearney 4, Lincoln High 3. Rebounds, 4 for Lincoln High, 3 for Kearney. 3-point shooting, Kearney 2 for 5. Lincoln High was 0 for 1. Free throw shooting, the Lynx 2 for 2, Kearney 1 for 2. Pocock has 5 for Kearney. Now Towery has 6 for Lincoln as he awaits the free throw, which is up and no good. And Murray will grab the rebound, his second. 14-13 Lincoln High, opening minute of the second quarter. Mishu trying to bring it all the way to the baseline, has a little hand check, pulls up from 8, no good. Rebound brought down by Towery. Towery waits for the traffic to go by and brings it into the front court, dishing it off to Perez Blanco. Over to Cuddy. Frank into the paint. There is number 22, Jilk Brown, who had the first 2 buckets, but that one won't go. Running it down is Bargain. And Lincoln High will get a second chance. Into the hands of Cuddy. Needs to get out of the paint. He does. Back up top. They'll reset. Bargain drop step. Brings it to the right elbow. Hands it off to Perez Blanco to Cuddy. And they'll reset again. Kearney's played pretty solid defense. Lincoln High had a little 6-0 run there in the second quarter in about a minute. Jilk Brown, turnaround jumper, tough shot, no good. And again, the ball deflected out. And Jilk Brown will get the rebound. A third opportunity this trip down the floor for the Lynx. Up top, Jilk Brown, guarded by Murray in the man-to-man for Kearney High. Swings it over to Perez Blanco. Pocock on him, and a travel called. Coming to the baseline, Bargain wanted to make a move, and he shuffled the feet. Fourth turnover here for the Lynx. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. Kearney High basketball tonight as we head into the holidays. Hope all is going well for you listening in here on ESPN and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Waller tries to get it inside to Arp, but it's going to be turned over. Steal is made by Towery. Perez Blanco will bring it up the floor to the right wing, back it out into the corner. Give it off Towery, right elbow. He'll put it on the floor, lost the handle on the way up. And can they save it? Yes, they do. Way out on the right wing, and a reset here for the Lynx. Lincoln showing a little bit more speed than Kearney High has, although Kearney doesn't look slow. Bargain ball fake, got his man in the air. 10-footer, rolls off the rim, no good. Inside position, Towery did a great job to get inside Mishu, get the rebound, and now the foul has been called. And that will be the third on Austin Mishu. And he is going to be checking. Well, now they call it on Murray. So it'll be the second on Murray. So Murray and Mishu each have two. And the free throw is no good by Towery. He hit his first two and now has missed his next two. Check it in is Zach Ryan again. Check it out will be Mishu. And a second free throw now, Towery. On the way, and it is good. So 7 points now for Towery. And back in will be Tim Brock. With 5:49 to go here in the second quarter, it's Lincoln High 15 and Kearney 13. Earlier tonight, the Kearney girls no problem in winning their ball game, as they were able to take care of Lincoln High 63-18. We'll talk with head coach Jason Boyd at the half as Ryan brings it into the front court, gives it off to Waller, baseline drive, some contact, and a charge is going to be called on Murray. And now he has three, and he's going to have to check out of the basketball game. So only a couple of guys have fouls, but they're in some trouble in Murray and Mishu. And so checking into the ball game in his place will be Kyle Anderson. And up the floor comes Lincoln High. Austin's got a lot of family members here tonight. Sometimes when you're on the road and that happens, a little nerves kick in, but it was a pretty good bang-bang call. Could have went either way. As the three-pointer, Jill Brown is up and in. And Jaden is kind of hurting the Bearcats right now. I don't think they really expected him to be a scorer tonight. And he has stepped up and got 7 points for him here. And it's 18-13 Lincoln High. Kearney needs a bucket. They've only got 2 points so far in the quarter on a Brian Arp muscle play. Ryan over to Waller. Against the Lincoln High man-to-man, working here on Brock. Doesn't get anywhere. Over to Pocock. They isolate him, but no penetration to Ryan. The three-pointer is going to be off the heel. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Going to be grabbed by Cuddy way out at the top of the circle. Fast break. Numbers are here, and the leaner is no good by Wilson. He'll get a second chance, and Keyshawn will score. And Kearney High may need a timeout, and they'll take one. Six straight here for Lincoln High, and they are up by 7 with 4:36 to go in the first half of play. It's Lincoln High 20, Kearney 13. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here at Lincoln High in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Bearcats were up 10-4. Since then, a 16-3 run by Lincoln High, and they are up 20-13 with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter as Zach Ryan will bring the ball up the floor. Swing it over to Anderson. Pocock, most of it outside. They bring Arp up for a high pick and roll. Oh, they missed him. Arp was open, but Pocock was dribbling the other way. Gives it off to Waller. One dribble, step back up top to Ryan. Zach gives it off to Anderson, back to Ryan, down to Arp, catch, low block left side, has his shot blocked underneath by Jason Towery, got it back and scores with the offhand. So Arp stuck with it and gets his second bucket here in the quarter, snaps the 6-0 run at the other end. Wilson comes in, does the jump stop, and a foul on Kearney High. At the line to shoot two will be Keyshawn Wilson, his first free throws of the game. The foul is on Peyton Pocock, and that'll be his first. One dribble, and the first free throw is on the way and skips out. No good. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats, a recap of the girls' game. We'll look at some other girls' finals from tonight. St. Cecilia, no problem with Donovan Trumbull. Pleasanton took care of Elwood in our other radio games. The boys are now playing on PlatteRiverPreps.com as the free throw is up and in by Wilson, 21-15. Kearney High working for a three-pointer here for Waller. High, arcing three, no good, but Arp is right there for the air ball putback. And it's a good thing it didn't hit the rim. It ends up being points as Waller really had to adjust his shot with a hand flying at him. 21-17. Cats down by four. Working a 2-3 zone here. Jilk Brown tries a three in the right-hand corner. That is no good. But a long rebound on the backside goes to Tim Brock. And right now, Lincoln High starting to dominate the boards here. Looks like about 12-5 on the boards. As they get it into Towery, his pass is going to be tipped. Waller has it. Jilk Brown trying to get it back is going to be called for the foul. And for Jaden, that'll be his first and the team's fourth. And the Bearcats have a chance to make it a one-possession game. Pocock's going to come out for a breather. And Trevor Liebarger is back on the floor. Anderson, Liebarger, Ryan, Arp, and Waller are the five on the floor for the Bearcats with 3 minutes remaining here in the opening half of play. And another hand check foul. Lincoln High's had a couple of those trying to make the steal. This goes on Tim Brock, his first, team's fifth. Bearcats will take it out on the far side in front of the Lynx student body. Liebarger trying to find Zach Ryan. Zach has to work pretty hard, but does get the inbound. Swing it over to Waller. Quickly into the corner they go to Anderson. Back up top, trying to go quick ball movement. Down to Arp on the block, left side. Into the paint, little mini hook, no good. Rebound brought down by Towery, his fourth. Quickly up the right side. Outlet pass into the corner to Brock. Brock attacks the baseline, tries to go back to Towery. It's taken away by Ryan. And up the floor come the Bearcats. Don't have the numbers. They go to the trailer. Arp, and he finds his way in. Assist to Liebarger. And Brian Arp has all 8 points for the Bearcats here in the second quarter, and they've cut it to two, 21-19. Lincoln High will have to settle it down now on the offensive side of the ball, get their half court rolling. Frank Cuddy looking for somebody to throw it to. He about threw it into the crowd here. He thought he had a teammate. Now he finds Towery on the block. He's right underneath the hoop, gets stuffed, got back, throws it up, and draws the foul. Towery got stuffed by the board on the first try, and it came right back to him, and then he's able to draw the foul on Kyle Anderson. That'll be his first. Anderson got a little fingertip on the first one, but then he got some arm on the second one and two free throws here for Towery, and the first one is up and good. This is Towery's fourth trip to the line. He is 5 of 6, 4 of 6 at the line with one more to go here. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the first half. Lincoln High 22, Kearney 19. On ESPN Radio, bringing you both the girls and boys as we always do. And we'll do it again tomorrow when they host Millard South at home 5:15 for the doubleheader. Towery's second free throw is short. Two Bearcats tip it, and then it ends up in the hands of Liebarger. And he'll give it to the point guard, Zach Ryan. Hustles it into the front court, right side, and dishes it behind him to Kyle Anderson. Pocock back in there. He'll hold the ball, get it to the high post to Arp. He's on the left elbow, 16-footer for Brian, not his range. He missed it. Offensive rebound, though, and Anderson doesn't take the shot, so they'll kick it out for a three-pointer, and Ryan too strong. Long rebound comes out to Gilbert, who has checked in. He'll hustle it up the floor to Perez Blanco, and Lincoln High will reset it. 90 seconds to go. Baseline drive, looking for some room. The shot hits the glass, the iron, and in for Tim Brock. His second bucket, and it's 24-19. Lynx back up by five. As Ryan brings it up the floor, right down the middle, jump stop, left-handed scoop, won't go. Ball's thrown in and saved by Lincoln High. Perez Blanco up the floor, shot blocked, Pocock off the glass, and then a foul will be called. Pocock got back and rejected the Towery attempt, or the Wilson attempt off the glass. And that's a big save, or else you're down by 7 points again. And the foul called on Brock will be his second. We're down to 57 seconds to go here in the quarter. Multiple substitutions for both teams. Staying in the ball game will be Pocock. Ryan Waller's out there. Brady Johnson is checked in, and Liebarger against full court pressure here from Lincoln. They'll get it in to Waller. Hands it off to Zach Ryan, and all over him is Keyshawn Wilson, and Kearney calling for the foul, and they get it. That'll be the first on Wilson, and that will put Kearney High to the line to shoot a 1-1. It is Zach Ryan with his first free throw attempt. Has missed a couple of threes and looking to find the range from the line. It's up. It is in. That's the first point in this quarter from someone other than Brian Arp. Waller back out and Kyle Anderson back in. Second free throw now for Zach Ryan. On the way, and it's good. So Ryan hits them both, 24-21 Lincoln. 50 seconds to go here in quarter number two. Over to Gilbert, back up top, just playing it around the perimeter here. Now trying to run through the baseline. Catching it is Wilson, passes up on the three, had a good look at it, didn't want it. Over to Perez Blanco, on the baseline to Towery. He's double-teamed, dribbles out to the wing. 25 seconds to go in the half. Off the screen, here's a three-pointer by Wilson, and he'll hit it. First three of the game for Wilson, and it's 27-21. Lincoln, 20 seconds to go in the half, and the ball is thrown away. Kearney turns it over, and to the other end, the layup is good for Jill Brown. 5 quick points to make it an 8-point game. Kearney High now just trying to get it in. They throw it up to midcourt. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the shot is after the horn, and we are at halftime. And Lincoln High's pressure there in the last minute is able to get them an 8-point lead at halftime. Your score, Lincoln High 29, Kearney High 21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to Lincoln High School, where we are at halftime of our boys' game tonight. And the score is Lincoln High 29 and Kearney High 21. Lincoln scoring a quick 5 points to end the first half and take the 3-point lead out to 8. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Earlier tonight in girls action, it was all Kearney High. In fact, in the second half, they outscored Lincoln High 34-6 and won it 63-18. 21 points for Skylar Snyder. 17 of those were in the second half. 13 for Lauren Spiker and 9 for Brianna Miller. And Kearney gets their first win of the season, 1-2. Lincoln falls to 1-3 on the season. And we will talk with Coach Jason Boyd here momentarily about their ball game here tonight. Handful of other girls' scores coming up, and we will take a look at those for you as well. It was Fullerton over Silver Lake, 42-31. St. Cecilia drums Donovan Trumbull, 82-30. Hayes Center edged Arapahoe, 47-45. Kearney Catholic over Ord, 66-33. Kennesaw beat Shelton. Lawrence Nelson was a winner over Franklin. And those are some of the area scores that we have for you right now. More coming up tomorrow. Kearney High, of course, will be at home against Millard South here on ESPN Radio. And that will tip off at 5:15. Coach Boyd joins us now after the win, their first of the season. And, Coach, a little different competition level tonight, obviously, than what you saw the first weekend.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm playing two top 10 teams first weekend, and so nice to get a win. And against a team that, you know, is usually someone we hope we can beat and hope we can play well against. And the biggest thing tonight is I thought we played really, really well against them because they're, you know, they lost by like 19 to Bellevue East, which is normally a pretty good team. And we just executed everything. I mean, the whole night just, you know, it was one of those nights where everything was going well. Everything we ran seemed to work. And so hopefully we can carry that over to tomorrow night.
We were talking in the pregame that the important thing was don't give Lincoln High anything to be fired up about in that first quarter. And with you, even though it was Lincoln High and you were 0-2, don't put any doubt in the girls' minds. And they came out and they jumped on them right away and forced three very quick turnovers.
Right. That's why we started in our trap early. And then the other thing is we hit a couple threes early, and I think that got us going a little bit too. We didn't shoot it well against Southeast at all, and we kind of thought, you know, anyone seeing that game is going to probably sag a little bit on us. And they did go in zone early and kind of left our wings open. And Lauren, I think, and Stidham both hit a three in the early in the game, mm-hmm. and that kind of opened things up, and then we got some transition baskets and also just got some steals in our trap and scored. Got a lot of easy baskets. Really shot really well. We shot almost 60% for the game, I think.
Kearney girls coach Jason Boyd talking with us here at halftime. Second quarter was a little bit different story. You did almost everything perfect in the first quarter, and sometimes you go, well, this is a team we should beat. We're up 16. This is exactly what should happen, and then you only outscore them 9-8. And then you dominate them in the second half. Was there anything specific that you didn't like in the second quarter or that Lincoln High did to mess you up a little bit?
I thought we had some unforced turnovers at times, some careless mistakes. We didn't get as much in our trap. We got in a little foul trouble. You know, Snyder was out for a while in that second quarter. She's someone we rely heavily on to score, and she showed that in the second half. At halftime, we mainly talked about we needed to get her going. She didn't have her best game against Southeast, and we just needed to get her some confidence to get her going. And so we definitely ran some stuff for her in the third quarter. At halftime we talked about starting in the trap. We got up 20. We're going to get out of it, go to our 2-3 zone, which we've kind of tweaked a little bit after the Southeast game just because we were getting hurt from threes so much. I think Southeast had 10 threes on us. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to extend it a little bit more. Our guards made high post. When it goes high post, I don't know if you noticed, but we had Miller taking the high post all day. With her length, I think she can take that, and our guards don't have to collapse down. And we're playing a lot of teams that are smaller than us, and they're going inside out, and hitting threes. And so we made that adjustment this week in practice. Probably wasn't really the most ideal thing going against a Lincoln High team that doesn't shoot it that well, but we just said, hey, we're going to work on this. And it worked really well in the second half. They had a hard time getting any shots and getting any good looks. And then we ran the court, In the third quarter, we really, really just executed everything. We ran perfect, got lots of easy baskets, and then Skyler hit a couple threes too, which helped.
The few points Lincoln High had, they got them when you did turn it over, and so if you only turn it over a couple of times, they didn't have to worry about, you know, when you turn it over, they didn't have to worry about the press. They got it up, and they kind of knew what to do with it, and I assume that's what helped them in their win earlier this week. But tomorrow, before we let you get out of here, Millard South, give us a quick little scouting report.
Well, another ranked team. Four of our first five, I think, are ranked teams. So we got another one, small, run a lot of stuff, run a lot of different stuff. We're going to have a shoot-around tomorrow, get ready for that. We worked on them a little this week, too, but they run a lot of different stuff, so we got to be ready. They run things really well. I think they're well-coached. Small, but, you know, they trap a little bit. So kind of similar to our half-court trap. They're doing a trap, more of a 2-3 trap, and so we got to be prepared for that. Make sure we can spread the court and hopefully attack that trap a little bit to get them out of it. And then they man a little bit as well. But they definitely have some shooters. They're small. They sub in some shooters, too, off the bench. So they have multiple kids that can shoot the ball, which is partly why we've worked on adjusting our 2-3 zone a little bit. So hopefully we'll be ready for them.
All right, Jace, Randy will be there tomorrow, the doubleheader here on ESPN. Congrats on the win, and good luck tomorrow, man.
Thank you.
That is the head coach, Jason Boyd. The Kearney High girls win it easily tonight by a score of 63-18. 29-21 boys game. Lincoln High has the lead at the half. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Let's take a look now at the first half numbers. First off for Kearney, Zach Ryan has hit a couple of free throws, so he has 2 points. One rebound for Austin Mischu. Jake Waller has hit a three-point bucket. Trevor Leibarger, a rebound. Kyle Anderson, a rebound and a block. Peyton Pocock, 5 points and a block. Austin Murray, 2 points, two rebounds. Brady Johnson, 1 point. Brian Art, 8 points and two rebounds. But the Bearcats are getting thumped on the boards, especially there in the second quarter at the half. 21 points, 7 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 2 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 6 turnovers. For Lincoln High, Frank Cuddy, 2 rebounds, Tim Brock, 4 points and a rebound, Keyshawn Wilson has 6 points, 2 rebounds, Jose Perez Blanco, 2 points, 2 rebounds, Andre Gilbert, a rebound, Jaden Jilg Brown actually leads the team with 9 points and a rebound, Donovan Bargan and Jamie Davis each have a rebound, and the All-Stater Jason Towery has 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block shot. At the half for Lincoln High, 29 points. I have them with 16 rebounds compared to the 7 for Kearney High. As far as free throws go, they are 5 out of 9, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. Halftime, 29-21 Lincoln. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Ready to get the second half underway, and Lincoln High will get the basketball, leading it by 8 with some momentum. Let's see if they can get things started here as they dump it inside. The short little leaner is no good by Jamie Davis, and the rebound will be grabbed by Mischu, who has 2 fouls, and then the outlet pass is turnover. 7th turnover for Kearney. At the other end, a layup for Keyshawn Wilson, and he's got 8 points. 31-21, a 10-point lead now, and Kearney High nearly turned it over again and might have got away with an over and back. Instead, Arp will miss a short one underneath, and fighting for the rebound, Waller, it's still loose. It's dished up by Wilson. It's a track meet that favors Lincoln High, and there's the stuff by Jason Towery, and Kearney High needs a timeout, and they will get it. 48 seconds into the half, and Coach Scott Steinbrick's going to have to settle his guys down. The pace of the game is not what they want, and they are now down by 12. 33-21, Lincoln High. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, Lincoln High has something to cheer about right now. They are up by 12, and they are on a 9-0 run going back to the second quarter, 33-21. And pressure being put on here, full court, after the Kearney High timeout. And the inbounds is thrown away. Jill Brown comes down the lane and draws the foul. And Kearney is in trouble right now. 2 turnovers and a missed layup in their first 3 possessions. The foul called on Jake Waller. First of the half, his first. Jilg Brown goes to the line for the first time. He's got 9 points, and this one's good. So the senior, Jaden Jilg Brown, providing a big spark here as Zach Ryan will come in for Austin Mischu and a talking to with head coach Scott Steinbrook. As the second free throw is on the way, and good.
So a 6-0 start here to the second half of the lead, pushed up to 14 by Lincoln High. Ryan to Pocock. Midcourt Waller. Across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Kicks it back out to the point guard, Ryan. Zach holds the ball, starts with a left-hand dribble. Works it around the perimeter. Pocock backside, goes with the reverse layup. It won't go. Arp on the floor trying to grab the ball, but it ends up rolling to Frank Cuddy. And here come the Lynx. Cuddy down the middle of the floor, 4-on-4 underneath. The ball is going to find its way into the hands of Davis. He won the wrestling match for it, and he gets the layup, 37-21. An explosion to start this second half for Lincoln High, 13 in a row. Ryan picks up the dribble, bounce pass over to Waller. They need to get him involved. He'll attack the baseline, have it blocked from behind and taken away by Jill Brown. Fast break down the right side, Davis, and it's knocked out of the hands of him by Ryan, but it's picked back up. And they'll reset Jilk Brown over Murray, who's got the three fouls and scores. And another timeout by Kearney High. This is a full-length timeout. A 10-0 run in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter for Lincoln High, and they have exploded on a 15-0 run to lead at 39-21. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Caleb Henry, our producer-engineer, Doug Duda with you here at Lincoln High School, where Kearney has found themselves in some trouble now against the pressure of Lincoln High, and they are down 39-21. It's a 15-0 run dating back to the first half, and some changes here for Kearney High. They've got a lot of new guys in there. Mishu will take the jumper and bank it in. That's okay. They need something, and Mishu will get the bucket. 39-23 is your score. Into the front court, Lincoln High will swing it around to the perimeter to Keyshawn Wilson. Back between the circles. Wilson dribbles to the right elbow, pulls up from 16. It's an air ball, and Johnson clears the path and gets the rebound. Johnson is out there along with Leibarger, Mishu, Kyle Anderson, and Chris Langen. A definite different look here, and they throw it away right through the hands. And out of bounds it goes. 5:19 to go, third quarter. 39-23 is the score. Walking the ball up the floor will be Keyshawn Wilson. Wilson with 8 points in the game. Gives it off on the right wing to Brock. Down to the baseline. They double-team Towery. About stepped out of bounds. And then his pass is picked off at the top of the circle by Kyle Anderson. Anderson hits the trailer. And Brady Johnson doesn't go. Rebound Brock. Fast break the other way. And then wiping out Towery. And the foul will be called on Anderson trying to get back. That'll be his second. Kearney wanted the foul at one end and then went back and committed the hard foul at the other end. Two free throws coming up for Jason Towery. Anderson got back and made sure that Towery didn't thunder dunk one on him. And Towery to shoot the first of the two. It is on the way, dancing around it in. Or not. I thought it rippled through the net. I'll get the prescription checked. It fell off to the side. So a second one coming up here for Towery. Some of the Lincoln High fans were applauding like it went in. Second free throw. On the way, And that won't go. Rebound brought down by Brady Johnson. And he'll hand it off to Mischu. Can Kearney High catch Lincoln High on their heels? Mischu drives, gets it stuffed by Wilson. Out of bounds it goes to Kearney. Back into the ball game for Lincoln High will be Donovan Bargan. Both teams using a lot of players here. Nine at least for Lincoln, and Kearney has used about 11. Liebarger, a three off the inbounds. It won't go, but it's out of bounds off Lincoln High, and they'll get another opportunity. The Bearcats hit two of their first three threes. Since then, they've missed six in a row, and they kind of quit looking to shoot them, too. Inbounds pass. Looking for Liebarger again. He's covered. They throw it underneath. Ball fake Anderson. Puts it up. Sets on the rim. Will not go. Rebound brought down by Davis. Lincoln wants to run. Three on three. Davis takes it down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot no good. Bearcats grab the rebound with Kyle Anderson. He'll give it off to Mischu right down the middle of the floor. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Draws the double team. Swings it to Langan. Down to the baseline. Now popping out of the corner is Anderson. Top of the circle. Langan. Chris for three. It will not go. And the rebound comes down to Perez Blanco. It's a track meet. Jump stop in the lane. Got three Bearcats in the lane. Shot no good. And Bargan goes up to clean the glass. Then out front, a foul will be called on Kearney trying to make the steal from Brock. And it's going to go on Anderson, his third. Third team foul of the half. Murray comes back in for Kearney High. Liebarger out. Jilk Brown comes in for Lincoln High. And Keyshawn Wilson will check out for a breather. 4:05 to go, third quarter, 39-23, Lincoln High. They went on a 15-0 run from the end of the second to the start of the third. Lynx basketball, Jill Brown on the right wing, off the inbound. Kearney High goes with an extended 1-3-1 zone. Back door's wide open, and Bargan's there for the layup. He was open a long time before they finally saw him. 41-23. Into the front court, Mischu. Top of the circle against the man-to-man. Picks the dribble up, fires it over to Murray. Murray's got an open look out of three, and Austin is too strong that time. Rebound brought down by Davis. Up the floor, they'll find Bargan. Shot knocked off the glass that time by Murray. And Kearney High will head the other way. They want to run, and the ball gets through the hands of Anderson. Turned over at the other end. Jill Brown missed the uncontested layup. And Anderson will get the rebound. So there was about 45 seconds of film you can burn. Nobody's going to want to see the turnovers and the misses there. Posting up, they get it down low. Anderson, Johnson, it's knocked away from behind. And Kearney High will have to inbound it. 3:03 to go in the third, 41-23. Lincoln in control. They have shut Kearney's offense down. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Coach Scott Steinbrook is going to try and get more of his starters back in there now. Pocock, Murray, Waller, Arp, and then you got to Zach Ryan at the point. Pocock to throw it in. Up top, they'll get it to Waller, trying to get him off a couple of screens. They have done a great job of denying Jake any shots here. He hit 1-3 in the first. That's it. Now Pocock for three. It's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Perez Blanco. Kearney's now forcing the issue as they'll dish it off to Wilson in the paint. Scoop shot, no good. They missed a few here, and Arp will get the rebound. Lincoln High could actually be up more, but they've missed about four right inside 6 feet here. Murray around the perimeter to Pocock. He's to the left wing, up top to Ryan. Zach gives it to Murray. Austin, three from the right side. A little strong, long rebound comes out to Waller. Jake, his first board, out top to Ryan. Kearney High has been held to one bucket here in the quarter, and we've played almost 6 minutes. Murray up to Ryan. Zach into the paint, draws the double team, out to Pocock, 14-footer good. Peyton with his first point since the first quarter. He's got seven, 41-25 Lincoln. On the wing with it will be Wilson. Down the block, turnaround jumper, Towery over the double team. Jason hits it. Tough shot, well defended, but he wanted to shoot, and he knocks it home. 43-25. The Lynx by 18, and as they try to get it to Arp, he's grabbed. Arp got position, and Towery had to grab him his first, and that is the first foul of the half on the Lynx. As checking back in will be Andre Gilbert and Jamie Davis. Kearney High trailing by 18. They struggled offensively the first night. Murray off the inbounds, cannot get the three to go. Nobody can. The rebound comes out long to Brock. They want to run. Two on three. Brock clears traffic and an offensive foul. Good job by Zach Ryan to draw the charge that time. Tim Brock with his third personal foul. And back it'll be Jill Brown. And Brock will come out. He was trying to go with a good aggressive play, but in transition, Kearney High got set. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. The inbounds comes to Murray in the backcourt. He'll get it into the hands of Ryan to handle the point. Left-hand dribble. Looking to get the defender to run up his back here, and Gilbert won't bite. And a travel on Kearney High. They were on Ryan hard there. He had a good defender on him, and Zach was trying to find a teammate, and there was no teammate to get it to. And he just moved the toe on that pivot foot enough. Fifth turnover of the quarter, 11th of the game for Kearney. Lincoln High has seven. And the Lynx spread the floor here against the Kearney High man-to-man. See what they've got off the pick. Pocock, they switch to Arp into the corner. Jill Brown for three. It is good. This kid is on fire. Seven in the quarter, 16 in the game. And it's 46-25, the largest lead for Lincoln High. Zach Ryan in the backcourt. They try to tie him up. There's a fight for it. The ball's going to be stolen away. And then Murray comes back to deflect the pass. Kearney saying, how about a foul? But coming into the game, Andre Gilbert has really provided a spark here late in the second or third quarter. And he'll throw it in. 46 seconds to go. Looking in the paint. Nothing there. Coming out into the corner. Wilson for three. It's good. Keyshawn Wilson with 11. And it is not the Bearcats' night as they get it into Waller. And he'll go back to Murray. 30 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Lincoln High might be a team to be reckoned with. Remember, their loss was to number one Norfolk. Pocock back on the wing to Ryan. Murray over to Waller. Dumps it into Arp. He gets it. He scores. 10 points now for Brian Arp. And it's 49-27. Chance for the last shot here for the Lynx. They don't have to waste a lot of time. Wilson dribbling at midcourt with 5 seconds. Off the screen, he'll go left side, pulls up from the left block. His shot no good. Waller the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter of play, dominated by Lincoln High. They outscore Kearney 20-6 to put this one away. We go to the fourth, Lincoln High 49, Kearney High 27 on ESPN Radio.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
You have to stay. We go to the fourth quarter of play. The finals, the score right now, 49-27. Kearney High will get the basketball here to start the fourth quarter. And Pocock will throw it into Mishu. And we're ready to get the fourth quarter underway. Kearney now come out, win the fourth quarter, get a little some momentum going into the game tomorrow with Millard South. As Mishu has it against the man-to-man, pick set by Arp. Austin drives, gets hip-checked, puts it off the glass and in, has a chance at a three-point play. Mishu with just his second bucket of the ball game. He actually had one of the third quarter buckets. And that's six, could be six in a row here if the free throw goes. Foul's going to be called on Gilbert, his first. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. And the free throw on the way.
No good. Rebound brought down by Davis, his fourth. And up the floor comes Lincoln High. Frank Cuddy. Elbout had the steal. Instead, it's to the top of the key. Davis down to the baseline. Towery drop step, kicks it back out. Cuddy doesn't want to shoot. Free throw line, Jill Brown. 15-footer in and out, no good. Murray will grab the rebound, his third. Austin up to Mishu, right down the middle of the floor. Kicks it out of the wing. Three-pointer, Pocock will not go. Long rebound, Waller runs it down. Kearney High cannot buy the three-pointer. Mishu back to Pocock. Waller decides to drive instead of pull the trigger, and we've got a grab. Foul going to be called here on Jamie Davis's third. Kearney was 0 of 7 so far in the second half. They have missed 12 consecutive three-pointers. They're 2 of 15. Pocock tries to lob it into Arp. It's deflected. And will it be stolen because it's thrown all the way to the other end? And then a foul called on Davis trying to get the ball. They ran all the way to the other baseline. And Davis now with four fouls. He gets dinged twice in a row. But with a 20-point cushion, head coach Dan Noble shouldn't be too worried. 49-29, your score. As Kearney was outscored 20-6 in the third quarter, and Lincoln High scored the final 5 points of the second quarter, so more like a 25-6 run there. 6:50 to go in the ball game. Pocock up top, dribbles off his foot, but it rolls to Murray in the right-hand corner. Back up top to Mishu, and going for the steal, a foul on Jaden Jilg Brown. They're continued to press the issue, play tough defense, and they've been dinged for three fouls in a row here. Sixth team foul, so no free throws yet, but if Kearney High could get into a situation where they shoot a lot of free throws, that's one way to get back in a game, but that's asking a lot tonight. Inbounds comes to Mishu. He'll take it at midcourt. Walk it up the floor, dribble left, start right, drive in, double pump, and another foul going to be called on the body with Jason Towery. A couple ticky-tack fouls going against Lincoln High. They didn't have a foul in the first 5 minutes of the half, and now they've been dinged for seven in the next four and a half. So Mishu will go to the line and shoot two. And the first one is up and no good. Second one coming. And Austin looking for his fifth point of the ball game. We'll put this one up, and it's no good. Three straight misses, and the rebound brought down by Towery. He wants to go coast to coast. Murray cuts off the baseline. Then Waller comes in to knock it away. Now we've got a fight. It's getting physical. Arp will come away with a loose basketball. Kearney's not going to give up. They're going to play tough. Mishu into the paint. Double pump, double clutch. Off the iron. No good. Towery has it. And then Murray with the foul. And Towery shoves him. And now they're getting at each other's face. Look out. Don't want that here. And you don't want to push Brian Arp. And then the official shoved Brian Arp. You can't do that. Trying to get him out of there. And now Austin Mishu has a health problem underneath. And a technical foul has been called against Kearney High. I didn't see what happened over there. But Austin has to be helped off the floor. And a technical called on Kearney. And I'm not sure if it's on Coach Steinbrück or what. But in just a short amount of time here, we've got all kinds of physicality underneath. And Coach Steinbrück wants to talk to the official. He's saying, my kid's about ready to go down, and you're teeing me up, and you're not doing anything to Lincoln High. First, I'm concerned about my kid. So we'll get the mess sorted out. 49-29. It's Lincoln High by 20. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Keyshawn Wilson will shoot the technical foul shots here for Lincoln High. We're being told that Mishu got shoved to the floor and hit his head.
I did not see it, but that's what we're being told. So the free throws are both good. That makes it 51-29. And now it'll be Lincoln basketball. The original foul was on Austin Murray, fighting for the loose ball with Jason Towery, who got the rebound. And Mischu got shoved away from the action. It was away from where Towery and Murray and Arp were all getting into it. Arp is on the bench right now, by the way. 51-29. Let's hope it does not escalate because the game is over. 51-29 Lincoln. Here's Jug Brown, top of the key, on another three. 3 for 3 in the second half from three-point land. Jug Brown has a game-high 19 points. 54-29. The back lead back up to 25. And now a hand check foul called on Lincoln High. We'll send Zach Ryan to the line. The point guard will have a one-and-one here for the Bearcats. Again, Kearney High is back home tomorrow against Millard South. Girls at 5:15. The boys to follow at approximately 7. We'll have it here on ESPN. 14-60 and 15-50. Free throw is on the way and good for Zach Ryan. He's 3 of 3 at the line for his only points tonight. Kearney High was held to just 33 points on opening night against Millard West and 55 in overtime. Against Southeast, and the second free throw is up, and it is in by Ryan. 54-31, Lincoln High, and we still have 5:50 to go in the game. With it on the right wing is going to be Cuddy. Swings it over to Jilg Brown. He attacks. He draws the foul. He'll get a couple of free throws. Jilg Brown is 2 for 2 at the line. And a chance to go into the 20-point category if he can hit a free throw here. The rebound will be on Kyle Anderson. He has 4. Sixth team foul. And the free throw is up and in by Jaden Jilg Brown. Also tomorrow, don't forget, we've got a special wrestling Saturday for you here in Lincoln. A special Doug and Daddy show from 1 to 2. We're at Heidelberg's on 33rd and Superior. Getting together with the O'Neill radio station to get you ready for the Amherst-O'Neill duel, which will be at 4 o'clock on Classic Hits. 98.9 from the Devaney Center, followed by the duel between Nebraska and Wisconsin. The second free throw good, and as Kearney brings it up the floor, Brady Johnson with the ball fake, and then a foul called. It looked like it was a pretty good block by Jason Towery, but they're going to call him for the body, and that'll be his third. And Johnson at the line to shoot 2. Brady will put it up and in. That's his second point. 56-32. It'll be interesting to see. And just as I was saying that point, what Lincoln High coach Dan Noble would do, they take Towery out. Second free throw is also good for Brady Johnson. So there's his 3 points. 56-33. No need leaving in some of your studs here when you've got to play again tomorrow at Omaha Central, which will be all they can handle. Jug Brown with it. Wants to drive to the paint. It's his night. He'll throw up a one-hander. No good. Grabs the rebound on the way up. He lost it. The Bearcats have a player on the floor. And it falls into the hands there of Murray, who then, while he's on the floor, gets tied up. And it'll be Lincoln High basketball. Unfortunately, that goes down as a turnover, but nothing you could do. Murray did what he could. He couldn't get up. There was nobody to pass it to, and he got tied up. Lincoln High heads out to Grand Island on the 20th. So folks in central Nebraska might get a chance to see him there. Link ball underneath their own hoop, kicking in the left-hand corner to Wilson. He decides to fake the three and drive, hits the heel on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Johnson. And he'll be fouled. Again, going for the loose ball. So that's the danger you run into here. If you get the guys off the floor that were involved in the earlier altercation, then hopefully there's no reoccurrence because the game is out of hand, 23 points, and there's still a lot of time left. The foul is on Donovan Bargan, his first 10th team foul. So 2 free throws here for Brady Johnson. Just hit 2, but he missed that one. A second one coming up. Again, the Kearney girls had no problem tonight, 63-18 in their score. Second free throw now for Johnson. on the way, and that one's good. So Brady Johnson will knock it home, and it's 56-34. Across the timeline, they'll come. Keyshawn Wilson hands it off to Frank Cuddy. Just running some weave up top. They'll give it off to Gilbert. Back out, faking the three will be Perez Blanco. Cuddy, I'm not sure he's shot the ball yet tonight. Just a lot of ball fakes. He's in there to handle it, and the ball is loose inside. Carney High will come away with the turnover. Up the floor, trying to go coast to coast. The layup is missed by Murray. He hit the bottom of the rim. He kind of took off a little weird there. I'm not saying it was on the wrong foot. It just looked like it kind of buckled for him as he went up. At the other end, it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Gilbert, and another steal. This time, Pocock has it. Pocock up the floor, doesn't have numbers. Stops and gives it to Zach Ryan. 4.5 to go, 56-34, Lincoln High with the lead. It was 24-21 late in the third. Murray for three, hits the rim, goes up, hits the support. That's out of bounds. 13 straight misses from three-point land. And you just hit half of those, a third of those. And at least you've got a chance at this point in the ball game. But Kearney High has not shot the ball very well, and Coach Steinbrück telling us that tonight. Lincoln High basketball going to get their second win of the season here tonight. With it is Cuddy. Cut off there by Ryan. Again, they get it back over to Gilbert. Gilbert crossover dribble on Waller, dumps it down on the low block, and a foul going to be called on Johnson. That will send Bargan to the line to shoot two. Brady Johnson, his first personal foul, sixth team foul. Chris Langan getting ready to check in between free throws here for the Bearcats. And the free throw is on the way, too strong, no good. Langan in and Murray out. Second free throw on the way for the Lynx left-hander, and it's no good. The ball being tapped around. A lot of pushing in there. The rebound brought down by Tim Brock. Offensive second chance opportunity here. Brock top of the circle. Fakes the three. Liebarger on him. Man-to-man here by Kearney High. Back over to Perez Blanco. Dishes it off. Three-pointer on the way by Gilbert. That one is no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Langan. Chris will give it off to Ryan. Zach into the front court with 3.5 to go, 56-34, Lincoln High. Ryan putting on a little dribbling exhibition, gives it to Waller, a long three. It's off the front of the iron for Jake, no good. Rebound brought down by Johnson. He takes a step and is fouled. Well, Brady's getting his self to the line here, his sixth free throw attempt in this quarter. When we finish up, it is a New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats and hopefully a couple of comments from Coach Scott Steinbrück on a night that did not go their way. As the free throw is up and no good. And checking into the ball game for Lincoln High will be number 45, Anthony Evans. Second free throw, Johnson. That one's good. So Brady is now 5 of 8 at the free throw line, 56-35. Kearney High trails. Here's Brock with a shot in the paint. A leaner, no good. Rebound brought down by Waller. 4 second-half boards for Jake. To Ryan in the front court. Brings it up with the right hand to the right wing. Now switches to the left hand and gives it off to Waller. He'll attack the paint, draw some contact. Didn't know what to do with it and throws it away. Liebarger tried to save it but couldn't. And down the middle of the floor, here comes Lincoln High, and somehow able to save Evans' pass there. And a three at the top of the circle. It's no good for Perez Blanco. Everybody in the student body was cheering for that one to go in, but it didn't. Perez Blanco and Cuddy just don't shoot the ball much. Now Johnson gets free at the other end. Misses the bunny, and that's Kearney's night right there. Ball is tipped away by Ryan, and it's going to be picked up by Langan in the corner. And finally, a three-pointer is good. And a timeout for Kearney High. The three is good by Jake Waller. And that snaps an 0-for-13 stretch with the score. Lincoln High 56, Kearney 38, 2.5 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Well, we're going to take a look ahead to tomorrow for Kearney's Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. Kearney's got to find a way to score. That has been their problem over the seasons. They can play pretty good defense, but they're going to have to find some scoring tomorrow night when they play Millard South. 2.5 to go. A lot of subs in the ball game. We'll set them for you here in just a moment. But Brock takes the shot for Lincoln High, the left-hand corner from 13, and it's good for Tim Brock. He's got 6 points, 58-38. Fast break the other way, and Liebarger gets free, and he'll hit the layup for the Bearcats, his first bucket. Ty Roseberry is in there for Kearney High. Langan, Liebarger, Zach Ryan, and Kyle Anderson on the floor. Brock wants some more, drives, dishes, up and under move, sets on the rim and falls for Donovan Bargan, his second bucket. 1:45 to go in the ball game. Zach Ryan drives, draws the double team, kicks it back out top to Anderson. Kyle back over to Ryan. Zach trying to get a shot away, drives the baseline, dishes it out on the wing. Here's Roseberry for the three. No, off the iron, high rebound, brought down Langan, and he'll hit the stick back. Chris Langan is able to get the offensive put back. His first bucket of the ball game, 60-42. 1:20 to go. The Lynx will go to 2-1. Kearney will be 1-2. Driving in will be Ron Choll. Up top, here's a long three-pointer that is off the mark for Evans. Offensive rebound underneath and a double pump score for Bargan. Donovan Bargan with 6 points after getting the put back. 1 minute to go in the game, 62-42. Here's Zach Ryan all the way to the right-hand corner. Tries to find Lang, and the ball's deflected away. Bearcat turnover. Lincoln up the floor with it. Evans gets around Anderson, but then slows it up with 45 seconds to go. Get the ball in the hands of Choll. Choll will back it up to midcourt. Trying to find his guard. The ball knocked away by Ryan, but right back to Choll. So he'll drive. Dish it off on the right wing. The jumper by Dakota Nelson. No good. Follows his shot. The putback is no good. And it's going to go into the corner, grabbed, loose, saved by Kearney High, Kyle Anderson. And as they try to get a fast break to Liebarger, it's over his head and out of bounds. 20 seconds remaining as the Cats try to make something happen down there. And Lincoln High, they can dribble it out or take another shot up to them. Trotting it up the floor here is Tim Brock. He's at midcourt. Head coach Dan Noble says just dribble it out right there. And we'll let this ball game finish itself out as the final 5 seconds evaporate and this basketball game is over. The final score, Lincoln High 62, Kearney High 42. We'll take a break and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show from Lincoln High right after this on ESPN Radio.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Lincoln High School. I want to thank the athletic department here for their cooperation and allow us to bring you tonight's high school basketball doubleheader. And
down the stretch. Neither one was in doubt. Kearney High dominated the girls' game. And with an explosive start to the second half, Lincoln High was able to cruise in and win the boys' game tonight. It is time for our new Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We hope to have a chance to talk to Coach Scott Steinbrück. And by the way, Austin Mischu did walk to the locker room with his team after the game under his own power after being thrown to the floor and knocking his head during a little altercation with about 6 minutes to go in the game. Let's take a look at the final numbers that we had in the contest, and let's go with Kearney High. Zach Ryan was 4 for 4 at the line. That was his 4-point total for the evening. Chris Langan had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Austin Mischu, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Jake Waller had 2 3-point buckets. That's his 6 points, all 5 of his rebounds coming in the second half of play. Trevor Liebarger had 2 points and 1 rebound. Kyle Anderson, 4 rebounds and a block. Peyton Pocock had 7 points and a block. Austin Murray, 2 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Brady Johnson had a total of 5 points, all from the free throw line. He had 4 rebounds, and Brian Art led the team with 10 points. 8 of those were in the second quarter, and he had 3 rebounds in the basketball game. 7 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half, as the Bearcats got a little more physical, and some of that showed as the game progressed. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, and then all of their second half free throws occurred in the fourth quarter where they hit 6 out of 11. 3-point shooting, it was not the night of the Bearcats. 2 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 10 in the second half, and that was the last one. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Kearney had 21 points in each half, and the Bearcats will finish with 42 points, 26 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 3 of 18 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 16 turnovers. Kearney is now 1-2, and they will host Millard South tomorrow in a girls and boys doubleheader here on ESPN Radio that will tip off at 5:15. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Lincoln High right after this on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Back in the New West postgame show here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Let's take a look now at the final numbers I had in the ball game for the Lincoln High Lynx. And we will start with Frank Cuddy. Doesn't shoot the basketball, handles it up front, ended up with 3 rebounds. Tim Brock, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Keyshawn Wilson, 13 points, one of 3 players in double figures, 4 rebounds and a block shot. Jose Perez Blanco, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Andre Gilbert, 1 rebound. Jaden Jilg Brown led the way tonight, 21 game-high points. He had 2 rebounds and a block. Donovan Bargan, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Jamie Davis, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Dakota Nilsson had a rebound. And Jason Towery, 12 points. He had a game-high 7 rebounds and 1 block shot. 16 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half. And 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for the Lynx, 6 in the first half, and just 4 in the second half. Lincoln High had 29 points at halftime. They scored 33 in the second half to finish with 62 points, 33 rebounds, 11 of 19 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 10 turnovers. Lincoln High is now 2-1 with their only loss to number one Norfolk after a 62-42 win over Kearney High. And for Lincoln High, they play at Omaha Central, a big test for them tomorrow night against the Eagles, a perennial state championship caliber team. We'll see if Coach Steinbrück pops out of the locker room here at Lincoln High and get a couple of comments, and maybe I'll find out a little bit more about a couple of the players here as they get ready for Millard South tomorrow. And then we'll give you some score updates from other games right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
We still have some boys basketball action airing right now on 1230 AM KHAS. St. Cecilia, the number two team in C2, handling Donovan Trumbull 40-19. And Pleasanton and Elwood boys are playing right now on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Pleasanton girls, an easy winner tonight. St. Cecilia girls, an easy winner. Kearney High girls, an easy winner. Some other games tonight. Adams Central clips Centura 46-42. Also in girls action, Axtell over Overton 51-30. Fullerton beats Silver Lake 42-31. St. Cecilia over Donovan Trumbull 82-30. Hayes Center clipped Arapahoe 47-45. Holdridge over Hastings 42-36. Kearney Catholic beat Ord 66-33. Kennesaw a winner over Shelton. Lawrence Nelson defeats Franklin tonight. And other girls' scores from earlier this evening, Pleasanton, as we said, beat Elwood. Ravenna over Burwell, 53-40. South Loop over Stapleton. And I believe we got one more here. Wilcox Hildreth was a winner over Alma. Not much to report on the boys' side yet. We do have Lawrence Nelson with a win over Franklin. And a big Class D boys' game, Spalding Academy over O'Neill St. Mary's in boys' action, 67-65 is the score there. And Elwood leads the Pleasanton boys at the half 33-29. They're in the second half, of course, on Classic Hits 98.9. In our girls game here tonight, Kearney High outscored Lincoln High in the second half 34-6. They were led by Skylar Snyder. 17 of her 21 points were in the second half. 13 for Lauren Spiker as they pick up the easy win here this evening. And it looks like the Bearcats are starting to make their way out of the locker room. Let's see if we can get a quick word with Coach Scott Steinbrück after this timeout on the New West postgame show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
A reminder, our sports action looks like this on Saturday. Here on ESPN Radio from 1 to 2 o'clock, we'll have a special Doug and Daddy show teaming up with the folks at KBRX and O'Neill from Heidelberg's here in Lincoln at 33rd and Superior. We invite you to join us. That'll be the preview of the Amherst-O'Neill duel. And so that's from 1 to 2, and then the duel will be at 4 o'clock on Classic Hits
98.9, and we will be able to sign on the air about 3:45 with that for you. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. And then, of course, here on ESPN, we've got Kearney High basketball as they take on Millard South. And the girls at 5:15, the boys will follow. And then we'll be following Kearney Catholic coming up again as they travel to Ravenna for that annual rivalry game. And that will be on Tuesday. Girls scheduled to start at 6, followed by the boys at 7:45. So we will have all that for you and be joining us for that over the next couple of days. Well, it looks like Coach Steinbrück is going to be tied up here, and so we will let things pass and wrap things up for tonight's basketball game. Kearney High girls win at 63-18. Lincoln High wins the boys game 62-42. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, back at the studios, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to High School Hoops here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.